وابن الروح القدس الله الواحد تحل علينا نعمه وبركاته لا نقل ولا دار نور امين.
Today is the third week of the blessed month of Kiah, and the gospel of today read to us a very famous story that most of us, we know it by heart. We heard it maybe tens or hundreds of times before the visit of Saint Mary to her relative Elizabeth. I'm not going to tell you something new about the story. We all know it by heart. But I want just to share some thoughts or some lessons that I'm personally trying to learn for this coming new year from this blessed visit of Saint Mary. Before we go into our lesson learned from this visit, I want just to set up the stage for this story. Sometimes when we hear a story from the Bible, it's sometimes even in without knowing in our hearts unconsciously, we think it's like a fiction, or these are like superheroes in the Bibles, far from us, but they are not. They are really saints, but we are all holy because this is the will of God, that we are holy because we have the Holy Spirit inside us. So let's, before we start, we take a quick look on who is Saint Mary, the one that went to visit her relative. Let's say, see some facts about her life and her background. Mary, in Hebrew, the name is Miriam. And Miriam is of two parts, Mer and Yam. Mer means Mer or bitterness. And Yam means sea, which means the sea of Mer. بالعربي, Arabic is very close to Hebrew. Mer, Mur, ويم يعني بحر. معنى اسمها بحر المر. And her life was full of suffering. This young lady, she was born from older parents who didn't have any children and said, okay, when we have a child, we'll offer him or her to the temple. So in age of 3, they offered Saint Mary to the temple. At age of 6, she lost her father. At age of 8, she lost her mother. And she lived as an orphan in the temple. And living in the temple is not what you can imagine. It's just a life of prayer and quiet times and stuff like that. No, in the opposite, it was a very busy place, very crowded. They have a very hard job. Part of her job in the temple is to do some cleaning. And we all know how hard is cleaning, even when we clean our own houses. But she was cleaning in the temple. And what is in the temple? Sacrifices, blood, animal parts. And as you know, we are all from the Middle East. We know when we have a big crowd, how it looks like. And they used to have this crowd at least 3 times in the feast of Passover and the feast of Tabernacle and the harvest, and over 1 million visitors come to the temple, and this little poor lady is helping and cleaning, and she's lived a very hard life, maybe even harder than any one of us. At the age of 14, she had an annunciation from Archangel Gabriel that she will become the mother of God. Maybe she was dreaming all her life that she's in the temple and she read the Bible and she knows the prophecy that maybe one day I will be lucky to see this young lady, that she will become the mother of the Savior. She couldn't imagine that she will be the one. But when she had this annunciation, what happened? Let's see. First lesson we learn from her, she humbled herself. She said, for he has regarded the lowly state of his maid servant. Not just a servant. She called herself maid servant. What is a maid servant? To understand, at this time there was slavery, and people sometimes they'll sell themselves because they are poor, they need the money. And the law in the Old Testament that the servant will set free after 6 years in the seventh year, and after 50 years, which is 7 years times seven, they have the year of the Jubilee. They set all the servants free, except those maid servants. The servant who born on the house of her master, she stayed slave forever. She put herself as a maid servant. When the Holy Spirit come upon her, and she was filled with the Holy Spirit, she couldn't do more than what her master did. And to know what is humbleness really is, as once Pope Shenouda said, what man can humble himself more than we are from the dust of this earth? So we can't go lower than that. But she learned from her son and her creator, from her master, that the best verse that described his own way of being humble, we read about that in the Epistle of St. Paul to the Ephesians chapter 2, and in two beautiful verses, 7 and 8. But he made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bond servant, and coming in the likeness of men, and being found in appearance of man, he humbled himself, and he became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. She learned the lesson from the great master. Our God and our creator, he humbled himself, as we see in this verse, 7 levels of humbling himself. He made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bond servant, taking the likeness of man, humbled himself, became obedient, and the word obedient by itself is astonishing. God the Creator, who all the creation should obey him, he became obedient. And he obeyed to what level? To the point of death. What death? The death of the cross. This is a true humbleness that I am trying to learn from it, and we need to learn from the humbleness of our Lord and from our Holy Mother, Saint Mary. Second point that I like to quickly share with you is service. As soon as she heard from the angel that her relative Elizabeth is pregnant and she will bring a son, the Bible says, Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste. She ran. She didn't thought of herself. We said that she was around 14 years old. She didn't think much about herself or, oh, I lived a very tough life. It's time now at least for me to rest. I'm in the beginning of my pregnancy. I should take a break. And it wasn't an easy trip that she made to serve her older relative, Elizabeth. It was about 100 miles, which is 160 kilometers. To imagine how far the distance is similarly like traveling from the east of Ottawa to Montreal. And back then, they didn't have these nice luxury cars that we have or trains. She has to travel by foot or by donkey. And the trip at least take 4 days. And she was going up into hills and the mountain of Jerusalem. She didn't think at all about herself or about who she is or who she is becoming to be. She saw that, oh, the spirit of service, as soon as the Holy Spirit came inside her, she felt that she cannot wait, and she ran to help her older relative, Elizabeth. She didn't even try to find excuses or, yeah, she's a wife of a famous priest in Jerusalem. They have lots of people to serve her. She didn't think like that away. And she went there to do what? Helping an older lady that is pregnant, taking care of everything in the house in a very true spirit of humbleness and service. Last point that I want to have a quick but important stop by it is praising.
In our culture,
when we get together, what is the first thing we do? We ask about other people, our relatives, especially we are here in Canada when we travel back to Egypt. After few months or few years, the first thing we do is our relatives. How is so-and-so? What happened? What is the news? What is going on? And we like to learn about what's going on in the family or around our friends or in the country. But as the Prophet Malachi said, then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord listened and heard them. Those saints, when they met, what they do. As Saint Paul teaches us in Ephesians, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. My dream that we all be like that. When we get together, it's a time of holidays now. We most probably will meet each other, will have a gathering. How lovely it is when we get together to speak and sing about the Lord. I'm not putting a rule here or forcing you to do something. It's just the key on all what I said is the Holy Spirit. We all have the Holy Spirit. We are all filled of the Holy Spirit. But maybe sometimes I don't give him the room to work inside me. As soon as this Holy Spirit work inside me, I feel the love of the Lord. It will be very interesting. It's not something, a rule or something that I have to do. I found myself that out of my heart, I speak and I rejoice to the Lord. Imagine if all our gatherings or our meeting together as friends and families, when we get together, we sing and praise the Lord. We talk about him. We talk about his life, about his love. Our life will be fully changed by the touch of love when we exchange our experience and our spiritual experience. In one chapter, chapter 1 of Luke, the Bible tells us about three praises: the praise of Elizabeth, the praise of Saint Mary, the praise of Zachariah. And I can sense another praise of this very blessed and holy family, the baby John. When Saint Mary came to see her relative Elizabeth, it says that the babe lived in her womb. I will be silent on what the Bible was silent about, but I can imagine that he was praising in the womb of his mother. May the Lord help us to learn from this holy, blessed family, that we all share in these blessings by blessing the Lord and singing to him all the time. And glory be together to the Lord forever. Amen.
نرفعك باستحقاق معالي صابت نسيبتك قائلين مباركة أنت في النساء ومباركة يا ثمر البطن
Wherefore we glorify you as the mother of God at all times as the Lord on our behalf, that he may forgive us our sins.
Jebes marot in jeb yot nemet shirinem beb nem mares owa betetere yes in jir kebo ten oosh tem mok senti oon.